This podcast is brought to you by the Legarten Institute. I'm Sianne Hansen, Executive Director, and we hope you enjoy this conversation.
I am Anne Applebaum. I'm the director of the Transitions Forum at the Legarten Institute, and I'm talking to Ilya Zaslavsky, who is a Legarten Fellow this year, and who is working on a draft paper, which will discuss the privatization or the question of should there be privatization of the Ukrainian gas industry. Ilya, we've just had a long discussion with a group of experts on the pros and cons of privatization. Why don't you lay out for me to start with what would be the advantages? Why do it? Why mess around with these state companies? Why not leave them as they are?
Oh, the main problem with status quo is that gas sector in Ukraine being held in state hands continues to be one of the main generators of corruption. Mm-hmm. Through drain of public finance, but also through all sorts of deals, vested interests, contracts, golden parachutes, and so forth. For some reason, there is not much discussion in Ukrainian society which would link a corruption issue, which is big and everyone knows about it, mm-hmm. with the urgency of the need for privatization. And my paper seeks to try to build awareness about this link and the solution with corruption, in my view, at least with the gas sector in Ukraine, is through privatization. And the second big reason is that for this paper is that this idea that massive foreign investment can come into country. In my view, it can't happen without privatization and rule of law. And privatization is also very much linked to rule of law and to possible investments. And that's the second big theme that I want to raise in this paper.
Isn't there a problem, though, because certainly in Ukraine, but also in Russia, there is a very recent and well-remembered history of corrupt privatization, that state companies were privatized, and that meant they fell into the hands of oligarchs who were then able to use their financial power to gain political power. How do you prevent that from happening in a place like Ukraine?
That's true. There are many legacy problems, and not only for Ukrainians, but for Western counterparts of Ukrainian government, who are now sort of more reluctant to talk about privatization and agnostic about forcing Ukrainian government into thinking about market solutions. The thing is, to continue with status quo is probably, in my view, the worst case scenario, because inevitably it will bring to surface all the existing problems with corruption and drain of public resources. So yes, privatization has been discredited in all post-Soviet countries, including Ukraine, but it doesn't mean that it's been discredited around the world, and one of the ideas of the paper is to say that privatization is not necessarily a bad thing in Ukraine, and it can be seen in positive light if accompanied by legal measures, by Western support, by building popular support within Ukraine for privatization. And
can you name two or three things you would do that would make sure that it was different? Would it be through transparency? Do you have any specific techniques you would use? How would you make sure that this isn't seen as yet another giveaway of state assets?
I would introduce mass privatization wherever it's possible. It's not possible for all assets. Some assets, like tank pipelines, are strategic. I would ensure that for me, the main prize for Ukrainian society is not necessarily to get maximum profit from immediately from selling some asset. It's the guarantee that qualified, honest people will come and deal with, say, particular fields or with particular small low-pressure pipelines, and that they do not intend to drain public resources to ask for bailouts, to get some favorable terms and tariffs from the government. The way to make privatization attractive again is to show that under certain strict conditions of tenders and auctions, you can get small and medium-sized businesses in Ukraine to work and profit and pay taxes and sort of and benefit Ukrainian society in the long term. Mm-hmm.
Thanks very much. Look forward to the final paper.
Thanks for having me.
To hear more podcasts from the Legatum Institute, please visit our iTunes channel or website at www.li.com.